Ready for this?
Get up!
This?
Get up!
And this?
Get out of here! Go!
Time for tonight's highlights. Here's Dominic Catronio.
Brewers looking for the sweep over the Padres, and they were actually punched in the mouth early in this one. A run on the board in the top of the first against Adrian Hauser, but the Brewers found a way to respond quickly against Michael Wacha, the Padres starter. It's the man that we call Wild Bill.
1-2 pitch. High drive. We are tied. My goodness, is that ball hammered? Wow. That got out in a hurry. Just like that, even.
Jeff Levering's call, deep shot to left field, 450 feet for William Contreras. It was his 14th homer of the season. However, the Padres would respond with two homers in the third, in the second inning to make it a three-run lead, 4-1. The Brewers finally got a chance to get after Michael Wacha in the third, the second time through. Three consecutive walks loaded the bases for Sal Frelick.
3-2 pitch, and way outside, Frelick will work the bases loaded. Walk, it's a 4-2 ball game. Four straight walks for Michael Wacha here in the third. Nobody up for the Padres in the bullpen, but that may change soon.
However, that would be the only run the Brewers would score in that inning because of an interference call on a double play, put the runners back in play, and the Brewers would pop out. So a 4-2 game for the middle portions of this inning. Adrian Hauser would have to leave the game after two frames due to forearm and elbow tightness. But Bryce Wilson was phenomenal. He allowed a single in the third, but that was it really for him. Only allowed one more hit over four shutout innings. He also struck out four batters and kept the Brewers in it, and kept them in it long enough until the big sixth inning when things started to explode. The Brewers, with one out, got a rally started with Mark Canha single, Bryce Turang a walk. Andrew Monasterio had a walk. The bases were loaded. With only one out, Craig Counsell went to the bench for the big man, Rowdy Tellez.
Wilson at the belt, the pitch. Swinging a drive down the right field line. It is up the wall. One run in. Here comes Turang. We're tied 4-4.
Jeff Levering's call. So all square, but they were far from done. So it was second and third and one out. Bob Melvin opts to intentionally walk Christian Yelich to load the bases with one out for Contreras. He would pop out, though. So with two outs, it was all up to Carlos Santana. He would draw a bases-loaded walk as well, get an RBI the easy way at that point. That gave the Brewers a 5-4 lead. Then the Padres reliever, Steven Wilson, was released from the game. It brought in Nick Martinez, and Sal Frelick wasted no time with his greeting.
The pitch. Line drive left field. Down and into the corner. A chance to score all three. Two for sure. Santana scores. Frelick's into second with a double. And the Brewers with another huge inning in the sixth. It's a five spot.
Oh, they weren't done yet. How about this? Two batters later, another walk to Willy Adames, and it was Mark Canha at the plate.
3-2 coming. Line drive, shallow left, base hit. Two runs score. Streaking for third, Adames. Put another quarter in the merry-go-round. A seven-run sixth inning for the Brewers. Canha's 2-for-2 in the inning.
That was awesome stuff, Jeff Levering on the call. Third seven-run inning of the season for the crew. Now, as fun as that was, it was not fun to watch Abner Uribe struggle with command. He hit a batter, had three walks, a pair of wild pitches to produce two runs, but Hobie Miller managed to escape the seventh inning with men on the corners and nobody out without any further damage, leaving two inherited runners stranded. And just for good measure, how about William Contreras adding some insurance?
A one pitch. High fly ball, deep left center field. Back goes Soto at the track. It's off the top of the wall. Monasterio will score. Contreras slides headfirst into second with an RBI double. That is a big insurance run for the Brewers. It's 10-6 crew.
So then the Brewers would hand the ball to Trevor McGill for the final two frames. He was lining up the radar gun, and he had one last task, Xander Bogaerts, to finish the sweep.
1-2, everybody ready. Here's the pitch. Struck him out swinging. It's a snowman for the Brew Crew. Eight straight wins and a 10-6 victory over the Padres this afternoon at American Family Field.
Jeff Levering and Lane Grindle on the call all weekend long. Don't worry, we Bob resting at home. Expect to have him back next weekend against the Phillies. Appreciate all the well wishes for Bob Uecker. But the Brewers win eight in a row.